A ball hangs in midair, an orb of turquoise blue and spotted seal fur suspended on a string connected to a tall wooden tripod. Bethel Gladys Jung sixth grader Jordan Klaika approaches. She runs her fingers down the twine, studying the ball. It hangs just below her bright blue eyes, 49 inches from the ground. Klaika steps back, pauses. Then, in a sudden motion, she jackknifes her body, lifting both feet and kicking the ball. The ball soars in a wide arc, and Klaika lands on her red sneakers, winning the junior high school girls' 2-foot high kick.
It feels really fun and amazing when you are about to kick it. You feel like you can hit anything. You feel like you can hit the sky with your feet.
Oscarville takes second place. NYO is the small school's only sport. With about a dozen students, Oscarville doesn't have a gym. Instead, chaperone Eliza Jokay says the students practice in classrooms. That can be challenging.
One time they did seal hop and they just went around the inside the school, but they had to make sure that the doors were open wide so they can turn. So it's pretty hard for them to practice.
During the seal hop this weekend, 11th grader Brenda Mark from Good News Bay takes the lead. She bounces her body in a push-up position across the floor. Arms straight, hands flat, toes pointed. Her chipped purple nail polish sparkles against the blonde wood floor. 3/4 of the way across, she collapses and holds her position. Another athlete runs the tape measure from the starting line to Mark's fingertips.
72 feet, 5 inches.
For Brenda Mark.
After others fail to match or exceed her, Mark receives a blue ribbon for first place. She says taking up yoga helped her increase her distance.
It's from practicing breathing. And there's lots of different types of breathing. Depends on how you're moving. So you have to try to control it.
Mark's coach at Good News Bay, Fletcher Hughes, moved from Pennsylvania last year and began learning how to coach a sport unique to Alaska.
The 1 foot and 2 foot were the biggest learning curve because I'd never coached anything remotely close to that.
He'd coached baseball, basketball, and soccer in the past. To learn these new sports, he began watching NYO videos online.
Had a couple of young men from last year increase their kicks by 12 and 14 inches. So I felt like I was doing all right with it.
NYO events prepare athletes for subsistence activities. High kicks were used to signal a successful hunt. The seal hop builds stamina and trains hunters to sneak up on seals. The wrist carry, where athletes hang from a wooden pole by one wrist, tests strength and endurance, while respectfully emulating an animal giving itself. Oscarville 11th grader Trevor Musak says the training also works in reverse. Subsistence prepares athletes for sports.
Especially the seal and carrying the moose always helps because it gets you stronger and more stamina.
As the coaches calculate the scores, the students go for the hoops. This basketball game is more than just a friendly match. For the teams traveling to Bethel, it's one of the rare times they get to run the length of a full court. Then Bethel's Gladys Jung coach, Tommy Bayayuk, wheels out a cart piled with brightly colored ribbons. One by one, he calls out the top scorers and the athletes' names. And one by one, students walk up and collect their awards. For AK, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.